Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy, which airs every Friday night here on KCRW, and tonight is, once again, no exception. And I want to wish everybody a happy leftover day. I hope you're not too uncomfortably overstuffed after last night's feast, and of course, I hope that you were all able to afford and enjoy said feast. Today is a black day in the world, as far as I'm concerned, because it means the the beginning of Christmas Muzak season. You can't get into an elevator anywhere without hearing those same renditions of Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride that we are all so familiar with. But anyway, on with tonight's show. Tonight we're going to be listening to pieces having to do with the subject of radio. Spotlighting a piece by Gene Shepherd, a wonderful piece about Little Orphan Annie in particular, and the effect of old-time radio in general on people of his generation. If you ever wondered what it was like to grow up when those things were going on, especially if you didn't grow up and when those things were going on, this will give you a pretty good idea about that. And we'll also be hearing from Bill Murray, he of Scrooged and Saturday Night Live and many other things, and his terrific pieces about FM nonprofit radio, of which this is a part, and Stan Freberg, Robert Klein, George Carlin, and we'll sort of try to hit every conceivable type of radio as we go. So let's begin with Bill Murray.
Okay, I'm not playing any more music for anybody, and that includes myself, until somebody calls and pledges some money so that our station does not have to go off the air. I mean, why should I bother to play records for you if you're not even willing to call up and pledge a couple of dollars? A couple of dollars. It's not that much money. We've been playing what you want, but we have to have your money. We can't make it without you. We played Margot Hemingway's new album. We debuted, premiered it on this station. We're the only station in the whole tri-state area to play the Fish Cheer all the way through. We play a lot of old stuff. We play a lot of Cher stuff before she sold out. We play a lot of crap, but that's what you want, you know? Now, we've sponsored a lot of public service stuff, man. We had the show on Saturday nights. We had a whole series on how to beat Bank AmeriCard. A lot of people, you know, want us to repeat it, you know? We're getting a lot of heat from the government. We're still going to repeat it, you know? The management says to go ahead and repeat it, so we're going to be able to play it for you people again. We had Mrs. Rosemary Kennedy's biography, her intimate biography, stuff that was uncovered about her life. We had that stuff on. You know, about how really badly she felt about her son's dying and stuff.
I remember one time I'm a kid and I'm sitting there in front of this radio. This was when radio created a whole world, people, situations and conditions. And whole lives came out of those loudspeakers. Who's that little chatterbox? The one with curly golden locks. Who do I see? It's Little Orphan Annie. They don't write stuff like that. It was all about this chick. She lived somewhere called Tompkins Corners. And she had this guy who'd come about every 6 months there around to see her. A guy named Daddy Warbucks. And he had a guy who came with him named the Asp. And when things got rough, the old Asp would behead everybody. Boy, and I'm a kid, I sure needed an Asp. I'm sitting there, you know, every night, and they got this adventure about how they go out and capture smugglers and all that. They never went to the pool room or any of that stuff. Sitting there every night, boy, what a life. And at the end of the show, on would come this guy. Pierre Andre. Do you remember that name, Pierre Andre? There's a whole generation of guys who grew up feeling inferior to the names, just the names of the guys that came out of those radios. Westbrook Van Voorhees. Now admit it, is there one man that could stand up to a name like that? Westbrook Van Voorhees. By God, time marched. It didn't shuffle or move. It marched. Time marches on. This came out of that horn. Wow. Ooh. Truman Bradley. What a name. Vincent Pelletier. Harlow Wilcox. There was no guy named Charlie Schmidlap. Listen, there's a wounded one down there. Boy, and every night this guy would come on and he'd say, "Okay, fellas and gals, time to get out your secret decoder pen." another secret message. I got no pin. Already at the age of 9, I'm the member of an outgroup. And believe me, let me tell you, that's the worst kind of an outgroup. I am living in a non-Ovaltine drinking neighborhood. You know, it's funny thing, there's all kinds of outgroups. If you're in a good outgroup, they sing folk songs about it, you know? And the Post writes editorials about it. Everybody marches with signs about it. The guys that don't have decoder pins, nobody sings. And I'm sitting there every night. Boy, and what that guy used to do with numbers. 7, 14, 32, 8, 6, 22, 9. Pierre Andre got more out of just numbers than Orson Welles ever did get out of King Lear. 16, 9, 32. And then the show would go off the air. There'd be this silence. Out there in the darkness, you could hear kids decoding. They're getting the message. What are they saying? I'd go out in the kitchen, knock together a salami sandwich, stand there and brood a little bit. Let me tell you, everybody gets his chance. And either you grab it, Daddy, or you're lost forever. One night I'm coming home from school and I'm walking along the alley. You know, alleys are almost a disappeared thing in America. You'd be surprised what you can find there, girls. One day, what do I find but this empty Ovaltine can? I had never even seen an Ovaltine can. And it's got inside of it the secret inner seal. Some rich family has thrown it all. Boy. 5 minutes later, I got this letter in the mail. And I start waiting. Time, boy, to a kid, it just sort of pours, clumps on. I can remember waiting and waiting and waiting. When's that letter gonna come? Hey, Mom, when's the mailman coming? Well, you go to sleep at 6 o'clock. Oh, I got a letter coming, Mom. Once in a while, he comes up the steps, this mailman, and he delivers a letter marked occupant. This is the worst thing that can happen to a 20th century man. Occupant. You open it up and it says $300 and your signature only. How do they know you're in trouble? They know, Daddy. They don't have to guess. And then finally, it comes. It's a big, fat, lumpy letter that rattles. Boy, there's nothing more exciting than a lumpy letter. Bumpy. Tear it open, and inside, there's my secret decoder pin with plastic simulated gold knob. I'm in. And my first membership card. Do you know what this means to an American? Listen, I know Americans that got whole strings of them. They got them in glass envelopes. Look, I'm loved. Look, there's Esso. The Esso people, they love me. And those diner guys, oh, they think I'm great. I eat. I pay. I'm loved. Yes, and this was my first one. Here it was. To be accorded all the rights accruing thereto forever. To be made a member of the Little Orphan Annie Secret Society. Mr. Gene Parker Shepherd. Signed, Little Orphan Annie. Countersigned, Pierre Andre. In ink. Real ink. I tried it with my thumb and it smeared. Oh, by God, I'm in. I'm a phony member. I can remember that night, the first night. I mean, all this, get rid of this adventure crap. Let's get out of the real stuff. Sitting there, I can hardly wait. Smugglers, Okay, fellas and gals, get out your secret decoder.
I'm in.
My first message. Set your pins at B12, kids. All right, jot down this message now. 7:22, 19:08, 6:34, 9:17, 22:16. 5 minutes later, I am in the only place in the house where a boy of 9 can get any privacy. I'm sitting there. I'll be right out! I'm ready to decode. Oh, it's beginning to come. This thing works. 13th, S-U-R, 19, 3, B-E-S-U-R-E, 14, 6, T-O, D-R, 19, I-N-K, 6, 4, O-B. It's a crummy commercial.
Where the hell are you? Let's get some phone calls. 555-2150. What about you people in labor? Come on. Every Friday night, we've been sponsoring a wobbly hour. We've been having old weird wobbly guys who were with the IWW back in the 20s and stuff. Let's back us up. We're in the same boat. 555-2150. It's us against the world. Let's go. Let's beat the world tonight. Come on, sheet metal people. Where are you? Okay, St. Mark's for girls. I'll give a kiss to every girl from St. Mark's that calls, pledges some money. Come on. You're some good-looking chicks. You got some handles over there. You mothers, you young mothers that are still up. The baby's crying. We're the only station that's got a radio daycare center, you know? We got a girl that comes in here and, you know, keeps the kids in their place. Shut up. Sit down. That kind of stuff. And it works. Because the kids listen to the radio and respect the radio. Now, why don't you show a little bit of respect? Give me a phone call at 555-2150. Call up! Give a couple of bucks. Do you want to hear radio again? You know... What if you woke up some morning and there was no radio? It sounds like the beginning of a short story, you know, but 1984 isn't that far away.
And now we'd like to...
Mr. Freeberg?
Yes, who are you?
I'm Marianne Feemster. I'm 10 years old. I've been sitting in the audience.
Yes?
I've been thinking over what you said about how you're doing this because there aren't any more radio programs.
Yes?
Mr. Freeberg, what's a radio program?
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
It was back in the 1940s, yes.
Back in the olden days?
Yes. There were what we call radio programs, like what we're doing here with actors and live musicians and sound effects men and guest stars.
Oh, you mean like a television program when the picture tube blows out.
Something like that, yes.
What did you look at?
You didn't look at anything. You just listened.
Boy, talk about your radical ideas. Yeah.
Look, dear, you're just too young to remember, I guess. I'll have someone from the audience explain it. Anybody here remember radio? Anybody? Anybody at all?
I do.
Oh, good. Good, here's a lady. Here's a lady. Come right up here, madam. Watch your step, dear. Yeah, you do remember radio programs, do you?
Oh, yes, I remember them.
Uh-huh. You used to listen to them, did you?
I did as a girl, yes, my goodness, yes.
Well, for the benefit of this young lady, could you tell us what it was like?
Well, it was, no, dear, I'm trying to remember.
Just take your time.
Well, If my memory serves me correct, we'd hurry to get the dishes done, and we'd all sit around the living room listening to the,
radio.
Radio, that's it.
Pardon me, what did you look at while the radio was on?
Oh, we looked at each other, kind of stared off into space while Inner Sanctum was on, The Whistler, The Shadow.
Huh?
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Do you know who said that?
Who?
Lamont Cranston, that's who. Compared to him, my dear, James Bond is a fink.
But I still don't know what you used for pictures.
You used your imagination.
Your what?
Look, you could do things on radio, see, that you couldn't possibly do on television. My sound effects man and I will give you a demonstration right now.
Okay.
Okay, people. Now, when I give you the cue, I want the 500-foot mountain of whipped cream to be shoved into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will appear overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
I see what you mean.
You see, radio was a very special medium because it stretched the imagination.
But doesn't television stretch the imagination?
Up to 21 inches, yeah.
Mr. Freeberg.
Yes?
What did they do with all those radio people? Did they go into a rest home?
No, they went into television, and after about 26 weeks, they went into a rest home. Thanks for being with us.
God damn it, excuse me, but this is ridiculous. We've been putting out, now put up. Put up or shut up. We're going off the air if you don't do it. I mean, you're only hurting yourself. All right, I'm sorry. Nobody's calling now because I blew up. Now, I'm sorry. I'll play a record or something, but please, somebody call. I'm sorry for yelling. I apologize.
Hi there, kids. Welcome to the Willie West Show here on Wonderful Wino Radio. Wonderful Wino. Welcome to the Willie West Show here on a Wonderful Wednesday with the Weird One. It's been a Willie West winging away with 101 Wild and Willie Wedges of Wax and Quasi Wagons to play on the radio. Right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino. 1750 on your dial, just above the police calls, kid. We got stacks and stacks of wax and wax. We got to pick the click, the ones to watch, the oldies but goodies and newies but gooies. We got the top 700 records here in the world. A wonderful wine, a wonderful wino. Let's get started with big rockin' sound now. That great new group from England, the Kansas City Boys. Let's hear 'em. My baby's dead.
Bling, ding, bling, ding, 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 bling.
My baby's dead. Dude. She got hit by a train. Dude. Big old train. I'm gonna get that train. There it is, kids. Another big romantic ballad for you. And you heard it right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino. That was by Danny and the Dressmakers, one of the great new groups around. And that's their third million seller this week. Okay, let's move along. Two in a row, a big double play in the Weird Willie West Show for you. Another tune here. This one's brand new, hasn't even been released yet. It's number one on the charts this week. Next week, it'll be a golden oldie. Let's hear it.
I sent my sinuses to Arizona. I sent my liver to Peru.
I sent my lungs and my kidney for the summer to Sydney, but I'm sending my heart to you. Another big romantic ballad, and you heard it right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino. Bulletin, 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 bulletin. Here is a bulletin, bulletin, bulletin. The sun did not come up this morning. Huge cracks have appeared in the Earth's surface, and big rocks are falling out of the sky. Details 25 minutes from now on Action Central News Gap. Another big tune for you kids. Moving right along with one of the big sounds. Listen, we're going to send out some dedications. It's number one this week. Top of the heap, cream of the crop, pick of the pack. Number one and moving higher all the time. Got a few great cool calls in the boss line. We're going to send out some dedications. Big Al, Red, Louie, Spike, Choo Choo, Spanish Anna, Dirty Mary, Nick the Greek, Baby Carlos. Junior, Pee Wee, Toots, Popo, Spot, Greasy, Creep, Wuzzy, Mush, Ralph and Brucey, hey. And it's our pick to make you sick, Jenny. Wee. Do, do, do. Wee. Bumble it, bumble it, blitter to tater to bumble it, bumble it, blitter to tater to bumble it, bumble it, blip, 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 Jenny! Another big romantic ballad for you, and you heard it right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino in Western Walla Walla. Another big tune. This one's been on the charts for 2.5 years. It's just starting to make the big move this week. Last week it was number 215. This week, zooming up to the big number 212 spot, a folk protest song by Danny and the Demonstrators. Don't want no war.
Don't want no war. Don't want no war. Don't want no war.
Don't want no job, neither. Another big romantic ballad, and you heard it right here on Wonderful Wino. And speaking of romance, kids, where are you going to be going this weekend with that date of yours? Why not go on out to the Makeout Drive-In Theater? Think you like it out there? No lines, no waiting. There's no movie either, kids. Of course, they've got a great Technicolor Teen Toon Fest for you. A great flick to click out there this week on the 6 year super favorite stars Sandra Dee, Peggy Lee, Brenda Lee, Bobby V, Molly B, and Oscar Homolka in Sex Bed Teen Bikini Virgin Surf Beach Ball Bash. Don't miss it. 117 of your favorite songs included. Okay, kids, that just about wraps it up here on the Weird Willie West Show on a wonderful Wednesday. We'll catch you again tomorrow on a thumping Thursday if someone doesn't bomb the station. But in the meantime, we got the old tunes, the new tunes, the show tunes, the blue tunes, the greatest music in town, but we never play it.
Thank you.
Real torture, you know. Listen to somebody pleading for money. I make a fool of myself begging for money when I got more going for me than a lot of you. And you won't give me $2, you know. I got that much money. I'll match all the money pledged in the next hour. I'm getting some money when I'm 25. So if you really want to hurt me and torture me, call up right now and pledge $150. And I'll write out the check. And it won't hurt that bad because I got it. But it would hurt me enough so you get your money's worth.
Give me a little tinkle here, huh? This is that new kind of low-key FM radio sound that we've all become so used to. Kind of subdued, relaxed, late-night radio. Goes something like this. Well, it's 4 a.m. in New York City. And temperature's 31 degrees. Humidity 82%. And we'll be bringing you the best in musical sounds these next 38 hours. Let's see. Got a letter here from a lady in Yonkers, New York, wants to hear more Arnold Stang. We like hearing from you. Answer to trivia question, Ezra Charles. I'll send that right along to you. Let's see, it's 401 in New York City. And temperature, a little jump there, 106 degrees. Humidity is zero. Oh, that hair in your nose kind of dries up, doesn't it, Al? Al Dugan, my engineer. Right on, Al. That coffee was good. Say, if you're within the sound of my voice, we'd appreciate it if you call the police. Al and I are sealed up inside here. We'd like to get the hell out. So, little police emergency action, men in blue, and before you do, it's 4:02 in New York City. And just before you go into news time, just before I go into coma, we'd like to take you over to Harry's, finest credit furniture, Harlem's finest at 125th Street and 2nd Avenue, for the very, very finest in furniture buys.
Hello, this is Harry's, 125th Street and 2nd Avenue. I don't care how long you're working, we will give you credit. I don't care where you're working, I don't care if you're currently in prison. We can work out a deal where others have failed. I have a beautiful bedroom set here, complete with a bed for $4. How do I do it? Volume. So right on, daddy-o, mommy-o, soul brothers. And here's Rocky to tell you about more of these beautiful furniture buys.
Thank you, Harry. See, we have a lovely child's crib here, guaranteed for 5 years, made of durable lead paint.
Okay, we just made it to $9,000. We just got the phone call. All right, I'm going to play some music in a second. I want to tell you first about who it was, the guy who came through, the guy who always comes through. My father just came in from Florida. He called from the airport. And he pledged $50. All right, let's hear it.
You may not find us on your TV, because in case you did not know, we're being brought to you on, brought to you on, brought to you on RADI.
And there you go. That's going to wrap up our salute to radio. That was the theme from Stan Freberg's old radio show from the 50s. And we also heard from Stan Freberg and Billy Murray from the National Lampoon Comedy Hour, and Robert Klein, Gene Shepherd with his terrific piece about Little Orphan Annie, and George Carlin. Next week's show is going to be excerpts from a new comedy record that has just come out called Ladies of the Night, featuring Paula Poundstone and a few other comedians. And let's see, what else is there to tell you? The Doodah Parade in Pasadena is this Sunday. Unlike any parade you've ever seen, I promise you, unless you've seen a previous Doodah Parade. Get there early. I don't know when. I think it starts around noon or 11 o'clock. You want to get there early and not be in the position I was in last year, which is absolutely unable to get anywhere near this parade. It has become very popular. So I recommend you get there nice and early. And it's up and down Colorado or something. Get to Pasadena. Follow the people. You'll have a great time. Also, the 5th annual comedy night to benefit the Los Angeles Commission on Assaults Against Women is at the Comedy Store Sunday, December 4th. Showtime 7 o'clock. For more information about that, call 655-4235. So that's about it. I'm out of time. So until next week, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. And have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.